All right. Well, welcome, everybody. I appreciate your tuning in to this episode of the Snyder County Coalition for Kids podcast. Today's topic is mentoring. January is National Mentorship Month, and we've got a couple experts in that area. We've got Jen Evans from Snyder County Children and Youth and Ann Snyder from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeastern Pennsylvania. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Mike.
I'm going to throw it over to you guys just to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what your agencies do. Jen, you want to start?
Absolutely. Thank you. So I've been working with Snyder County Children and Youth Services for about 5 years now. My role is to serve as the administrator, and I'm happy to lead a team of dedicated individuals who do value and see the important work that is done in mentoring of youth and families in the area. And we just understand what a great program that Big Brothers Big Sisters is, and in terms of what Children and Youth does, how invaluable it is to have mentors from our community engage with kids and families and make a huge difference in doing so. Ann?
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Jen. My name is Ann Snyder, and I'm the program specialist for Snyder County for Big Brothers Big Sisters of NEPA. Our agency fosters one-to-one mentorship relationships between what we call our littles, which are children ages 7 to 14, and then bigs, which anybody could be a big from age 16 on, as long as they are at least a junior in high school. So anybody from a junior in high school up can volunteer to be our big. And the way that our program works is that Big Brothers Big Sisters fosters that relationship. We help match our littles with our bigs, depending on what their common interests are, what kind of things they like to do. We match them based on their geographic location so that they live kind of close together. And then we support that mentorship relationship, just like Mike said, that, you know, January is National Mentoring Month. And so we are here to support those kinds of mentorship relationships, because we see that they have such a great impact on our community, and they're so beneficial both for our littles in our program and for our bigs.
So let's do a little deeper dive on that, in terms of maybe you could talk about some of the personal characteristics of being a mentor. What are classical examples of mentorship? And, you know, I understand it's a two-way street. There's benefits for the mentor and the mentee. And maybe you guys could talk a little bit about that.
Well, I guess I can start out. So, you know, some of the classic characteristics of being a mentor, some people get a little bit like, oh, I'm not quite sure what Big Brothers Big Sisters is. You know, am I going to be a replacement parent for this person? Am I going to be, you know, somebody? And the answer is no. When we look at mentorship relationships, we are looking at somebody who can be a friend, someone who can be that listening ear, someone who cares about the individual, who cares about the child. And the way that I like to describe it is just someone who can be in that child's corner, you know, that they're going to be there for them. They're going to maybe offer some life advice that they might have just because they're a little bit older than that child. And when we're looking at a profile of a great mentor, the profile that I like to use, because I think it's really relatable, is Harry Potter and Professor Dumbledore. And some great things about their mentorship relationship. Professor Dumbledore didn't always have all of the answers for Harry Potter. You know, sometimes you get a little worried, like, oh, if I'm going to be a mentor for someone, does that mean that I have to have all the answers? The answer is no. The key thing about being a mentor is making sure that you can give that person the tools they need in order to solve problems for themselves, and to make sure that that person knows that you are going to back them up. And I think that's a great part of Dumbledore and Harry Potter's relationship, is that Harry Potter doesn't always, you know, isn't always going to Dumbledore, and Dumbledore is not always answering every single question that he has. But he always knows that Dumbledore's got his back, and that Dumbledore is going to give him the resources that he needs in order to, you know, take on whatever task it is that he has. So that's my mentorship profile. And that's one of the things that I've picked out about a great mentor that I think is really important.
And I would just like to add to that, that I look at it similarly, but also a little bit different. I like the example that you chose. I also think about mentorship as being something that occurs across a lifespan. And with life really being about relationships, looking at a profile of a great mentor as someone who has experience beyond what you are at that point in your life, someone that you connect with and that you trust, someone who's a positive support. Someone who's relationship based with you and maybe a formal or informal role, depending on what part of your life that you're in. We use mentors very much every day here as an agency in a lot of different ways. When we have a new caseworker, they are assigned a mentor caseworker who is performing with years of experience in that role that they're taking on. Someone who can provide positive support, be charismatic and enthusiastic about the work that's being performed and learned. And when I think about church and the way we use mentors in church, we often use them as a Sunday school teacher to be a mentor to the young people who are maybe in your middle school class that you're teaching, somebody who is a role model to them, who is able to show them the ways that are important to be successful, to act with honesty and integrity. And much like I look even at our Snyder County Coalition, when we have new members coming on board, we can see how they're good mentors and great role models in the community. And it's very easy to see why someone would want to have a positive, engaged relationship, why someone would want to spend time with that profile of a great mentor.
Well, that's a great segue for me to tell a little bit about the Snyder County Coalition for Kids. Coalition for Kids is a nonprofit 501c3, and our mission is to help kids thrive in Snyder County and beyond. Some of our projects include the Snyder County Night Out each August at East Snyder Park. We also, under our umbrella, help facilitate the Meals for Seals program and the Meals for Mustangs program. And our other goals are to facilitate evidence-based programs within the community. And to that extent, Jen, maybe I can turn it back to you to talk about children and youth and its role in the community. I know in my day job as DA for Snyder County, I have a lot of interactions with you and your wonderful staff when it comes to those types of issues, but maybe you could talk about current community struggles and how mentorship may be one of the tools in your tool chest.
Absolutely. I think it's so important to recognize that at this point in the evolution of society and of local government in supporting our community here in Snyder County, that the science has finally met the practice. And there's so much evidence base by history and in the knowledge base that shows the benefits of mentors to an individual, but also to the family and then to the community by proxy. We have really tried in the last few years, and even by history, Snyder County Children and Youth and other Snyder County departments have tried to always look at that knowledge base and say, what is the research showing? But also to get to know our clientele and be relationship-based and know our community. And so if you know what Snyder County has gone through in the last few years, you're aware of the immediate concerns that continue with COVID and how that's had a deep impact financially, but also socially for families. You know, a lot of families that were engaged in a thorough network of support have had to withdraw from some of those social experiences and social connections with COVID. And a few years back, we lost one of our greatest employers with Widmode, and over 1,000 people in the Central Susquehanna Valley lost their jobs. So you have a very rural community that is comprised of generations of families who are hardworking and who are dedicated. But you also have this vulnerability that is increased in Snyder County with having to maybe travel further for work, maybe to work longer hours to make the same amount of money that you need to make in order to support your family. So you have children who are a little bit displaced from activities and who may have had some at-risk hours and at-risk behaviors. Adding Big Brothers Big Sisters to what the service array that Snyder County Children and Youth can offer, to us made perfect sense, because the program and mentorship is evidence-based. It is something that we can do for families to strengthen and support them, to allow these at-risk and vulnerable young people to have another positive person in their corner who believes in them, who can provide some attention and time for them, who can provide some support to the parent or parents in those families. And so that's why it's so important to us that we do highlight mentorship and we do highlight the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. We actually do have some, you know, really important statewide things that we do as child welfare, but more importantly, we serve locally the kids and families of Snyder County by helping to prevent child abuse and prevent neglect and exploitation. If we can support and strengthen our families, the evidence base shows, the data shows that we can reduce child abuse by reducing stress, by increasing effectiveness as parents. So a lot of what we try to do as Children and Youth is to serve as a resource for our community, which is our kids and families. And if we can expand our service array to include such an important mentoring program, such as Big Brothers and Big Sisters, we can help families now and into the future. If we partner a young person who is at risk with a positive mentor, and it would reduce the likelihood that they would use a substance, reduce the likelihood that they would commit a juvenile act, those are ways that we can make a huge and lasting impact upon not only that individual child or that family, but also the community. I'm sure you understand as the district attorney.
Right. And if I could ask you then, maybe talk a little bit about the history of Big Brothers Big Sisters in Northeast PA and about the exciting expansion into Snyder County.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have had a presence in like Union, Snyder, Northumberland County in the past. However, due to some pretty familiar staffing shortages, some staffing transitions that we had, we didn't actually have a very active staff person working in these counties. So you know, since around November, I've been working in Snyder, Union, Northumberland counties to try and make our presence a little bit more known here. And we're really excited to be able to establish a very firm foundation of what our program is all about, which is about fostering those mentorship, you know, relationships. And if I could just go back and touch on a little bit on what Jen was talking about. We are an evidence-based program. With our program, the children that go through our program, we see that they're more likely to graduate from high school. We see that they're less likely to use a substance. We see that they're less likely to go into any sort of, you know, violent or delinquent type acts, because we have that relationship of being able to, you know, have somebody there for them, have that positive role model. So that's what we hope to bring to Snyder County. And a lot of that has to do with, we are working on recruiting volunteers. So we need that big aspect of our mentorship relationship, because as you know, Jen has kind of stated, we see the need on the children's side of things, on our little side of things. So we really want to get tuned in a little bit more with who our potential bigs could be.
And just be clear, you're recruiting then for Snyder, Union, and Northumberland counties.
Absolutely, yes.
And
we before would love I forget, to have anyone.
What's that?
We would love to have anyone who thinks that this would be a good fit for them. You know, if you have any questions about what Big Brothers Big Sisters is, or what the requirements are, what the commitments are, you know, I am here to be as a resource for anyone in the community who might be interested.
Well, let's start with this. How does anyone get in contact with you, either to volunteer or ask questions? And then I'm going to ask you about some of the requirements to, you know, maybe people are worried like, oh, this is almost like adopting a kid. I'm not sure I'm ready for that. So first of all, tell us how to get in touch with you.
Okay, so you can either get in contact with us by calling into our office. We're Big Brothers Big Sisters of NEPA. You can you know, Google us. You'll be led to our website. That's another way that you would be able to get into contact with us. Once you get to our website, there's a page where, like, if you're interested in being a volunteer, that would be a place where you could kind of go. You can reach out to me directly. I don't know, at the end of the podcast, if I can put some of my contact information down, that I can make that available for anyone who might be interested. We can go ahead and do that. Sorry, what was the other part of your question?
Well, maybe you could talk about, you mentioned about some of the requirements. I know you guys have a vetting process and a matching process, and there's expectations. And maybe you can talk about that to give people a realistic expectation of what's required of a big, what's required of a little, how do you make matches, that sort of thing.
Okay, so the easiest thing to go forward with is what the commitment is, because I think that's the kind of deciding factor, because I know a lot of us, our time is very precious. A lot of people are very busy people. The time commitment is you commit to mentor for at least 1 year, and you commit to about an hour every week for that 1 year. There's flexibility built into that schedule where, you know, you go on vacation for a week. The goal is that you reach 4 hours spent together at the end of a month. So maybe on one of those weeks, you spend 2 hours together instead of the one. That's our number one commitment. And that's, like I said, the deciding factor for a lot of people is just the time commitment. As far as requirements, you have to be, like I said, older than 16, at least a junior in high school. You do have to have a legal driver's license, as well as a viable means of transportation and car insurance, because a lot of times our bigs are required to be that form of transportation for the child. You also need to go through, we do extensive background checks, as you know, we're a youth serving organization. We want to make sure that all of the children are in our program are safe. So there are, you know, we do require background checks, and we require references. Once we kind of get through all of those things, you get to do an interview with someone like me, where I get to ask you, I call it the get to know you interview. So I ask you about your preferences. I ask you about what kind of things you like to do in your free time. And all of that information is just so that we can make a better match, because we're really dedicated to making sure that we match a big and a little together, who are compatible, who have some common interests, who are going to have something in common that they can build their relationship on. So we try and do our due diligence at the beginning of that process. And that's why we get the, you know, interview going, so that we can collect all of that information and make a really good match. And then from there, I sit down with all of the information that a volunteer has given me. I sit down with all of the interview information that I have from children in our community, and I see who would make a good match. And then we do a matching process where everybody kind of gets to know each other anonymously at first. And then once everyone agrees that, okay, I think I could be matched with this other party, then we do a match meeting where everybody gets to meet each other for the first time. And I'm there the entire time to support. And then if everything goes well and the match is successful, you know, at the start of it, then they continue on with their match and they meet that weekly, you know, commitment for at least an hour. But that's not to say that I disappear from the picture. I am always there to support everyone in the match. I get into contact really regularly with the bigs, with the littles family. So it's not a situation where you get your little or you get your big, and then, you know, there's nobody else that if anything, any problems come up, that there's no one you can turn to. You can always talk to your program specialist, because, you know, we're here to support you through all parts of the match. So there,
yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
Oh.
Jen,
Ann was just talking about those expectations of an hour a week, at least, you know, maybe you could talk about why it's important to have that type of consistency in a kid's life when it comes to involving a mentor like this.
Absolutely. I think that one of the important things we wanted to point out as a part of our outreach to recruit more bigs, and also to receive those referrals for littles, for this type of mentorship program, was just the fact that we need people who are willing to step up and to be a network of support to those children who maybe just need somebody to spend some time with them. And really that makes the difference. And so when you're talking about making a difference and spending 1 hour with one child, ideally once a week, we all seem to be able to find, you know, an hour in our schedule. And so when it comes to, you know, those areas of well-being for a child, well-being for a family, we certainly would want people to think that if it were our child or our family, that someone would step up and give that hour that's needed to make that difference. And so I think that one of the things that makes it so important for children and youth is that, you know, we do have a staff person who 30 years ago was a big, and when we talked about this opportunity, she started beaming and started saying how much of a difference it made for her and how much of a positive experience it was for her in order to be able to be that big. So I think if it's 30 years ago that you were able to be a big and you're still thinking fondly of that opportunity, that it fed you as much as you fed out into that other child with that positive relationship was really the message that we heard from her.
That's amazing that so many years on, the impact. And for anyone out there who's hearing this, thinking about volunteering to be a big, you know, it's, if you, you hear that commitment, it's really about quality time, not the quantity. Each hour increments can make such a big difference. So we have a couple special guests joining us, and I want to turn it over to Ann to talk about, introduce. We've got a mom and a little who's already in your program, who hopefully can tell us a little bit about what their experience has been.
Right. Okay. So we have mom and little who are in our program currently. They've been matched for almost a year. They'll be matched since April of 2021. And they are able to speak to the wonderful benefits that they've been able to see from being in our program. So if we can turn it over to mom and little so that they can talk a little bit about what it's like being in the program. I don't know if we're having any sort of connection problems.
Okay. I think we got them. Welcome.
Hi, mom. Hi, little.
Hi. Hello.
The thing's glitching out.
It won't let you show yourself.
It's fine. I'm pretty sure it's fine.
Well, we can hear you. Hear just you. Fine. Yeah.
All right. It won't let us for some reason.
That's okay. We can roll with it.
All right. I think I clicked the wrong one. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, well, let's just get started a little bit. So, little, can we hear a little bit from you about what are some of the things that you've gotten to do with your big that have been really fun?
We went kayaking, mostly everything.
Some other things.
So like,
what all have you done with your big?
Kayaking. Biking.
Said that like twice.
We went biking a lot of times.
Did you by any chance go roller skating?
Yes, that too.
I also heard that you've been in a couple of ping pong matches.
Ooh. Yes, I have.
Yes, yeah. So those are just some fun activities that you potentially could do with, you know, as a big and a little. So little, what kind of things do you really like about having a big?
Mostly everything. You get to go places. You get to just see the world.
And meet new people.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Okay. How about, let's hear a little bit from mom. What kind of things do you see as being beneficial from having little in the program?
I noticed his self-esteem has gone up a lot since he's been in the program. He's been more active and not afraid to meet new people now.
That's great.
His grades have gone up a lot.
Yeah, I mean, all of those things are really, really positive things. I know that together that the match has been working on being able to talk to people who you don't necessarily know and have conversations even at a restaurant or things like that. Has that been going okay for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Little, would you recommend to other kids to be in Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Heck yeah.
That's an owl, sorry.
But yeah.
I was actually through the Big Brother Big Sister program when I was little, so that's the reason why I got him in it. I had some bad experiences with my first two, but my third big sister was really good.
Well, I think that's part of what's so important about what Ann was talking about with the vetting and the slow introduction of the match and the consistent check-ins to make sure. Because if it's not working out, it's not always going to be a perfect fit. But I think what's important about the program and about any mentorship opportunity is it has to be a right fit from both sides, right? And we're not afraid to admit that if a fit's not working in any mentorship, internships through my office, other mentorships that Jen's talked about, to make sure it's the right fit on both sides.
Absolutely. And that's something that, you know, I try and communicate with all of my littles and families and all of my bigs that, we try and work through some problems. If there's some simple communication issues or things like that, that's why I'm here as a match support specialist. But if there's ever a point where you're like, this just isn't right, it's not the right match for me, you can end a match at any time. And we will, you know, if you still want to be in the program, we'll re-enroll you into the program and we'll try again.
I think what I hear from that kind of outsider perspective is a positive relationship between the big and the little that is really given the little some confidence in new situations. And to me, that tells us everything we need to know about a positive mentoring relationship is, you know, the unknown can be scary. The unknown can be where we impair ourselves and say, I can't do it. We might not believe we are as capable as we are, but someone believing in us and look at what those grades have done via mom and little's report.
And that's really the essence of mentorship, isn't it? Creating those opportunities for success, for reinforcement of achievement and self-esteem, and just positive pro-social opportunities, to use the fancy language from the Pennsylvania Youth Survey, which I highly recommend. If anyone wants to get a pulse on where things are at in Pennsylvania, you can Google Pays Survey. It's a really interesting self-report survey done every 2 years of 6th, 8th, 10th, 12th graders on a variety of social and community topics. And it's one of the driving forces in terms of determining where the needs are in a community and what connecting those needs with evidence-based programs like Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Well, before we wrap up, I just want to thank Mom and Little for participating here today. It's great to hear a firsthand account of how that experience has been. And I'll ask anyone, Jen, Ann, anything. Jen, maybe you can just speak just generally then about Snyder County Children and Youth. I know how involved your agency is regarding prevention, proactive practices. There's, frankly, I think a lot of stigma about children and youth and how maybe historically there was a different focus on how to solve some of these issues that have left some stigma, but there's been an evolution, and maybe you could talk about that.
Thank you, Mike. That's very important to understand about Snyder County and child welfare services at large. For years now, we have really been evaluating ourselves as child welfare and aware of the urban legends about caseworkers coming in groups of two if they plan to take your children. I'm very proud of the work that's been done by Snyder County, by the judges, by the leadership from our district attorney's office, the work from my child welfare caseworkers and supervisors. I'm proud to say that we have no kids in Snyder County currently in foster care. All children are safely in their own homes with their own families or with kin. And so this change in approach from having kids pulled out of their homes to pushing in with positive evidence-based trauma-informed practices from separating families to serve them, to keeping families together, including a mentor type relationship. We're kind of pioneering even having what would have been the traditional foster care wrap around our families involved in child welfare as a mentoring program of its own. So a licensed resource family would wrap around another family and provide that network of support and those community linkages, again, to ensure that we keep children safe, but keep them in their own homes and communities. And so when we think about the way that we're able to move science to practice, be trauma-informed, use evidence-based, look at what's occurring successfully across the country and how that's being implemented with families. We've given families a voice and a choice in child welfare, and it's really important to recognize that families are experts in themselves. And when you allow them to be experts in themselves and you believe in them and you give them the confidence to say to you, how would you like to address these concerns that have been brought forth about your family, they are able to come up with solutions that do keep children safe, but keep them together with the family. And I think that Big Brothers Big Sisters is just one of those programs that we've been able to add. We do also have a Families Are Worth It campaign that we've been working with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way and bringing other programs that are going to be invaluable to our families here in the Central Susquehanna Valley, serving Union, Snyder, and Northumberland counties and their families. And we have a bunch of those that are coming out as part of what's kind of trickled over from the Family First legislation. We don't believe in the use of congregate care here. We don't remove children and place them in residential treatment facilities as part of what we do with children and youth. And we have the support of our judge and our solicitor and our other county offices. You know, I'm not saying a kid might not need a short-term hospitalization for stabilization if they're acute and trying to harm themselves or others, but I am saying that we're not going to long-term place a child in institutional care outside of their community when we know that if we bring them back here and can have the right supports in place, that we can do so safely and keep them where they belong in their own school and their own community and with their family. So I think that Big Brothers Big Sisters is something that we proudly add. And say that you don't need to be open with Children Youth Services at all to be referred, to be a little or to have a little for your family. But we do proudly use taxpayer dollars to support under contract the program specialist role so that, again, we don't have to be open with Children Youth to receive the service of having a BIG.
Anne, I'm going to give you the last word.
Oh, boy. I hope it's a good one. I just want to tack on to what Jen just said about, you know, you don't have to have an open case working with children and youth. I always say that our requirement, we have an age requirement to be a little in our program. And the only other requirement is if you think that, you know, your child or a child that you know, if you think that they could benefit from having their already existing support system boosted, if you think that they could benefit from having a positive role model, that's our requirement to be in our program. That's it, you know? We really are maybe a piece of the puzzle as far as how communities can kind of come together in order to support the children and the families in our region and specifically in Snyder County. So I guess if I have the last word, I just would like to really thank, you know, Jen and Mike for having us here to be able to highlight that it's National Mentorship Month. Highlight the fact that, you know, mentorship is such a beneficial part of community welfare, you know, and boosting up our communities. And I also would like to thank our little and our mom for coming on and giving us that personal touch of this is really what can happen, not only a benefits for that individual child, but you can see that it boosts up an entire family. And when we boost up families, we boost up our communities as well. So I just would really like to thank everybody for being, you know, on this call and chatting with us. I'm going to put some of my contact information that if anybody is interested in referring a child to be involved in our program, and especially if you feel, you know, called upon or touched today to be able to be that positive mentor for a child in your community, I would really encourage you to reach out to me and we can see if this program would be a good fit for you. So
that's awesome. I love that concept. If we're raising families, we're raising kids at the same time, collectively, respectfully. And Jen, that phrase that you used about giving families a voice and a choice and offering, these are tools. And it's great that you guys are so proactive in making those tools available to the families in our area. Well, that's what we have here for today. Really want to thank everybody. Mom has her hand up. Did you want to add something here at the end or?
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you for still having the program open. It's a wonderful program.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that's making a difference for you guys. And I know in talking to you guys and other people, it's as meaningful for the bigs as it is for the littles. Yes, because there's so many rewards from being a mentor. And as Jen said, you know, mentorship, we're talking specifically big brothers, big sisters today, but there's so many different contexts for it, whether it's an internship in an office or just being coaches, helping with band, helping with classes in the community, art, whatever it is, whatever gifts that someone has, whether it's through a youth group at church or through the YMCA, whatever gifts people have, if they're willing to share that with kids, then they're going to be terrific mentors. So thank you to everyone out there who's already doing that. For those of you who are interested, please give Ann a call there at Big Brothers Big Sisters. Again, the Snyder County Coalition for Kids is a 501c3. Our mission is to help kids thrive in Snyder County and beyond. If you have any questions for us, go ahead and message us. Check out our Facebook page and you'll find our contact information there. If you have ideas for other topics for the podcast series that we're doing, that's the place to drop it. So that's it for today. Thanks, everybody, and have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.